With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Investigation continues in New Orleans. Police say a person who drove a pickup at high speed into a crowd of people, killing now 15 people and injuring dozens more. FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism. The Bureau says the driver is a U.S. citizen from Texas and was killed in a shootout with police. Following the overnight deadly violence in New Orleans there on Bourbon Street, college football playoff quarterfinal in the city has been postponed from tonight until tomorrow night. The game between Georgia and Notre Dame.
All parties and all agree that it's in the best interest of everybody and public safety that we postpone the game for 24 hours.
That is Jeff Hundley, the CEO of the All-State Sugar Bowl game. Also at SRNNews.com, violence in Vegas.
One person is dead and seven more people are injured after a Tesla truck caught fire and exploded outside the lobby of Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel. Officials say that the person who died was inside the vehicle New Year's Day in the hotel's valet area. In a post on the social media platform X, Trump Organization Executive Vice President Eric Trump praised the fire department and local law enforcement for their swift response. The 64-story hotel is just off the famed Las Vegas Strip and across the street from the fashion show Las Vegas Shopping Mall. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, law enforcement official now telling the Associated Press that vehicle was rented via the Turo app and appeared to have a load of fireworks in it. Law enforcement officials have not ruled out terrorism. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says we've never seen anything like this. This is SRN News. Did Jimmy Carter start the evangelical movement?
In looking back at the political career of the late president, a growing number of analysts say Carter, who was very outspoken about his Christian faith, could be identified as the man who paved the way for the modern evangelical movement that has become a force in American political life. While Carter was no conservative, he did much to make public expressions of faith acceptable. Little did he know that his party would abandon evangelicals while Republicans embraced them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Not much for families to watch on popular streaming services these days. A study from the Parents TV and Media Council reveals the vast majority of programs produced by on-demand companies are aimed at mature audiences only. Of all the original shows available to stream, more than 540 are rated mature versus less than 60 that are G-rated. This is SRN News. Well, the state of Florida is doing what it can to right a long-standing wrong. Here's Rich Thomason.
Hundreds of people who say they suffered physical or sexual abuse at two state-run reform schools in Florida are in line to receive tens of thousands of dollars in restitution from the state. The payments come after Florida lawmakers formally apologized for the horrors they suffered as children more than 50 years ago. The state reports receiving more than 800 applications for restitution. Rich Thomason reporting.
A looming TikTok ban could affect millions of small businesses that use the social media app to grow their companies. Though TikTok has been around only since 2016, small business folks are using the platform in a variety of ways, that from growing a customer base to advertising, as well as a great deal of marketing. More details at SRNNews.com.